Okay, good fuck everybody. We're holding here in Shmini in the first piece. We didn't do it last year. So the first piece is from the Rama Mor Nevuchim, and it's part of his general time at Korbanis, I guess. Ukvar zachu chomim tam he yois akor miyom ha-shminish milum egel ben boker l'chatos, l'chap al maisa egel. V'chein chatos shem kipurim par ben boker l'chatos, l'chap maisa egel. Olafiza inyash zachuri royli shatam bi yoisachatos kulam the yochel of Sibo Seirim, it's an eloim of Sire Regolim, Usira Shadoshni of Kipurim Siabarizara, Sibas Kola etza yois roiv Miriam Chatosum Ozbekriom Seirim. So he says, he draws, he extends, and he says, if that's the reason why the Parium Kippur, he would say Seirim, being that Seirim were usually the instrument of worship towards different koiches, Iraq to Seirim, Shem, and so on. A soyer was the carbon of choice for different chatos. That's the point he makes. Aval. Hachachomim somutam heyois kaparas sibol oilam besirim, bavur shechot adas yisrael, shechet adas yisrael kulo yibesir izim, remez chias yosef. So even though, so everyone has the same idea. Everyone's idea is that the karbonis that bring, that are achatis, have in themselves an element reminiscent of the Aveira. Now he says, v'loyezatam cholosh benecha. Don't think that this is a weak tam. Ki kavonas kol eila pu'ulos liyashe v'nefesh kol choyte v'kol ish meri shetzoch liskor lehaske chetri tomit k'meshom v'chatos yinegdi somit. The point of all of these karbonis is to keep reminding a person what he did wrong. V'shetzor kapor lacheta hu who v'zare v'zare zare ba'avoyda shetia mimina merizeh. So we do something of the same type to remind ourselves what we did wrong. Eretzah b'zeh. Shemiya meri b'mamon. If let's say it was the person didn't have very with money, yifaza mamoni b'avoyda. V'miya meri b'anoas gufoy. If it was something that he overindulged, person should fast and so on. The Rambam writes that fasting and so on is permitted for a person as a way of drawing back. So he says over here, first of all, so he has 2 points over here about the kapara of Averis. First thing is a person should always remember and bear in mind the Avera. Now, I want to speak out something. There's a delicate line over here. If a person dwells on an Avera in a way that it does not allow him to move further, then obviously that's counterproductive. Person says, oh yeah, this is a terrible Avera. What's the point of going further? That obviously is an excuse in a certain sense for not doing anything, which is terrible. The flip side of it is, a person conveniently forgets what he did wrong and doesn't deal with it. So if a person did an aver, need to deal with it, and the way in which you deal with it is by incorporating that koyach in toiv. The Rambam's big picture is there are different kochos ha-nefesh. There is no tov and ra except in variations of how far you're off center. So let's say a person is too emotional and gets heated up and gets angry. So he needs to pull back and be much, much more, be a lot more calm and laid back about things, more than is natural, so that he reaches some midpoint. So with Mela, all of the, you take something that symbolizes Davera and draw it into Avodas Hashem, so the rutzen that they had in the par for the eagle was a certain rutzen to connect to some tangible Avodas Hashem. The eagle had become something of its own. By taking the eagle, we makif to Kadosh Baruch Hu, was sort of readjusting, adjusting backwards the problem. The im ye ha meri be iun, it's a ima sheyamin das bilti amiti, le kotze yad sichloi bisrashim ne hakira ve he siached le iun, yamoid kinegdoi be pinois machshafte bechaldova binyan oilam, rak be muskel avad, ve dakti mashatsorsham be emes, ke omer va yofis beses libo batosh yad le fi, ve hu moshel ala hefsik ve amida. So he says something very, very fascinating that he says, if a person does an Avera in the world of Midos, then drawing back and going in the other direction in that Mida is the cure for it. And that's something that Mr. Ramashitan expressed in Mishnah Torah, not no Chiddush, so to speak, in that. The line that he says over here, if a person had bad deos, kfir de kadeos, so we would expect the tshuva to be to stop thinking. Teram says something very different. Teram says, the reason why a person had those ta'osim is because his mind engaged in fantasy and nonsense and narishkeit, and he was using the type of mindset that's appropriate for Olam Hazeh to talk about things that are Olam Haba, and that's wrong. It's incredible. So the Rambam says he needs to draw back into a world that's kulo sichli, back to the Beis Medrash totally, so that the person does not have these machshavas. That's what Rama says. Because the Rama's point is, Torah is emes, and therefore, if a person were approached with pure sichlius, he would see it as emes, except the problem is that he approaches it with a tarevis of toiv, chumrius and ruchnius, and that's where he begins to make mistakes and get things wrong. So the person needs to draw back and to be kol kule shakua in sichlis and das. And then he says, v'hu mashal ala hefzik v'amidah la safik mashbar n'chazamayim. K'moy shetira mashanas ba'arin. When it was nichshal ma'isa egel, his carbon was parv egel. When the merah is a sir izim, davayda was sir izim. Kashay shiashu en yonam b'nefesh. When a person... When this becomes kavu in a person's mind, the fact that I'm a chayt and did wrong in this area, yeah, maybe b'loy safik, lias hameri kasha b'ena adam. A person will no longer want to do avera, v'yizermi meno ashe kasha adam boy, v'tzol kapara arucha v'tereach, v'yashoy tishama kapara, v'yishmad mavorzer min achet mitchil se'inyam v'yivrach mimeno. So he says there's also an added element of it being a preventive. In other words, if a person were to suffer the consequence of the Avera, a person would not do the Avera. So I don't think he means a consequence, the money for the carbon, as much as the constant reminder that I've done wrong, and this is the chet that's omid lefanai. The reason why we're easy to relapse into chet is because somewhere down deep, we don't think it's a very big deal. But if a person were to feel very strongly about it being a big deal, a person would make it, would not be chayt again. So basically the Rambam says that all of the karbanis are there to keep hammering home to a person that did something wrong, and that the person needs to, and in order to do that, a person... And if a person does it that way, a person will stay away from chet. Okay, next piece of peace, Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he says something about the numbers. The yoyim ha-shmini korem moishel aron al-bon of zikni Yisrael. Chinuch kehuna gdoil b'yom shmini koil oitamachem. So the reason for the eighth day, Rashi says it's the yom that incorporated many big things. There's something else. V'hu shematzinu, sheroiv inyanei ha-mishkan v'amigdash, You find the number 8 a lot in the Migdash and the Mishkan. Big Day Kuna was Shmaina, and he lists the Big Day Kuna. Bois me Shemana Mishak Teres was Shmaina. In Shemana Mishra there was 4. Mar Vikinamain Vikina Vikeda, and Teres another 4. And the other ones were, you know, the 3 of them were just ancillary to the rest. Gama badim hoyu shmoina. There were 8 badim. Shnei badim aron, shnei shluchos, shnei mizbech zor, shnei mizbech oilo. Karbonis needed shmoina yomim. The shir levim was shmoina. Different types of lamnatzeach, al machlas, al lomus, and he brings a masa and so on. So he doesn't really say why it's shmoina. You know, what is shmoina? Everyone always says shmoina is a maila menateva. I want to just add a point about it. When we say Shmoina is Ma'ala Teva, so everybody, someone thinks that's the number 8 is Ma'ala Teva. It really means 7 is a full cycle of Teva. It's broken the world in 7 days, 7 days a week, and that's that. The number 8 really is Mufka from the meaning of 7. It's not so much the 8th as the 8 having a quality of its own, as the 8th meaning beyond. So the Mishkan and the Migdash was a place that did not belong in the Olam HaTeva. When it says there were Asara Nisim that were constantly in the Beis HaMikdash, one question is, Akash Baruch does not make a Nes that you don't need, and yet the Nes was constant. There were 10 Kans Nisim. Why was it built that way? The answer is the Mokom HaMikdash and Mishkan is halfway here, halfway there. Part of it is in the world of Teva. It's a bridge. And part of it is beyond Teva. So the number 8 is a number that reflects beyond Teva. That's its modus. So it's not so much that the 8th in its own quality, as much it says it doesn't fit in. So Lamashal, when you're trying to put something into a box that's 7 by 7, and whatever you have doesn't fit in, then it's called 8 because it's beyond whatever can fit into the box. So the 8th day is much more, we finished a cycle of 7. Once we finish cycle of 7, we're now ready for Mishkan Mikdash. The next piece of Rabbeinu Bechai says Milos about this Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shabbo Yehuka Mishkan Not Asara Torahs. Kloima Esimine Kovet Amayas Kibutim Echot. The first going out of Mitzrayim, Kohunas Aaron, Karbonis, Yudas Ha'esh, on and on, all the different things. Vechein Loshin Torahs Kodem, Oisim Not Asara Torahs, Rishon Maaseh Bereishis, Rishon Nesiim, Rishon Kuna, so on and so forth. All of these in Yonim were there that day. In other words, it's, I would say it as follows. It is the gateway to the Olam of Ruchnius. All these first things that we're talking about, all these Reishis, is a new Reishis. There's a Bracious in the world of sevens, and there's a Bracious in the world of eights. So in the first week, we have Bracious on the first day, and that's Rish Chodesh, Tishrei, and that world. And then there's another world that comes on top of that world, beyond that world, and all of those come on Shmini. So Shmini is the Rishon for many, many different types of Ruchnistic enterprises. Okay, the next piece is, there are a few pieces here. What exactly was the Aveira of Nadav Navio? Chazal give us a whole bunch of reasons, and we're trying to figure out what are the reasons. So the first one is a Tshuvas HaRosh. Shasha'alta, Harek'oma b'medrish al arba dvar meisan av Aviyu, shasu shliyayin, shasu yidayim v'agleyim, chusi b'godim. Rav Levi says they were missing a me'il. V'kasha loch yad kasha shtu yayin rayin l'huziru, d'chsib basa yayin v'shech al teisht. That's not a kasha, it's an emu k'mocha teira. Oto godin ikuna v'avoyda mumen apaisib adem ha'im abdin tumas kotsh an emu k'mocha shislu v'avoyda. It says, you know, it brings a ray for that. Alavari shinitmu pashem ala kohanim. Emu k'mocha b'teira. The whole parashas that were needed for avodah obviously was said before the miluim, but they were written in the Torah in different places. Ba'af apirin lo the medrash say the medrash says lama nismicha. So the Rosh says medrash ba'alma hu lidrash smuchin. It's teaching us a lesson, but it's not telling us a chronological fact. It's clear that they had to be given all the instructions about Aveda before they did Aveda. So you can't say that they were told afterwards, but Chazal just say, why is it written a certain way? Fine. So he gives a tshuva that he was a skan, and a scan had to be available to servants at a Kohen Gadol, and therefore did that. Next paragraph. And that's why you have a meal. So he says, so he says that they were over also on Venishma, because they walked in without a meal. So even though they weren't supposed to wear a meal, but it's also to walk into the Kodesh without, you know, the Shmias Koil, Memela, they were over that. By time of Sagi, Shekach Derech Balei Agoda, Asmach Koldo Bein Divreye. So Balei Agoda, and this is the Rush. The Rush is saying, Agadata uses a Nekuda in the Pasuk. It's not an exhaustive pshat meant to tell me all the facets of pshat. It's a drasha that's emes built on a smachta. In other words, the rosh is saying all these chazal are kedarkam of medrashim. They are an emes built on smachta. So the toichen of what they're saying is Torah, and its place in the pasuk isn't a smachta. That's the Shuvas Rosh. The Radvaz was asked on it. Next one is a Radvaz. Sha'alta alod amin v'yikurab al dvar amazin al vaviyu, shenichzu shtu yayin, and so on. And so chutzi da maglaim, chutzi begodim, rablevis is melech hasem, kashal, the pashtu yayin, adai lo nimron, like tang dolem, so on. Tshuva. Stamar emilsa re'is ma shekosaz ha'rosh sal b'chal yigimu. You probably saw what the Rosh says. That's where you're coming from. The fish is about gimkumin, and if you didn't like it because you had your issues, who am I to answer you where the Rosh's answer is not good enough for you? But I'll still answer you something. By the way, the Radvaz was a Mekubal. The Radvaz was a Rebbe. He lived in that period of time when the Kabbalim lived, right before. He wrote a Sefer, at least one Sefer that is Kabbalah, one or two Sfarim I know of that are Kabbalah. So this Teretz will have a Nekud in it. Da. First of all, he gives one Teretz. Kishtias Yayin. Humigunem itzar atzmoy afilu beloitzi vivazhara. So the first thing he says is, and this is the Yisod, mitzvahs that are common sense don't need a tzivui. In other words, if we're to ask a person, would you walk into a melech basav adam shoshos yayin? And if his answer is, of course not, so why do you think you can stand shemar esrei in front of Baruch Shalom when you're shikur? You just apply one to the other. We had a very, my children once went on a trip with another family that we were close to, you know, it's a stroll in a bus. And one of the members of the other family worked for the prime minister's office. He was a Mizrahi person. They came to San Wendy, Dav Mincha, this person Dav Mincha in shorts, you know, and so on. He Dav Mincha shorts, I think, for the Ahmed, maybe, you know, like they made a minion. So one of my children made a comment to him. So this person like bristled and he got very annoyed. He says, where does it say not who, you know, who are you to force your that. So my son asked him, you work in the prime minister's office. Would you be allowed in wearing shorts? And his credit person thought, said, no, you're right 100%. And I will be marked always to wear pants. So a mitzvah that's common sense does not need a tzivu to be liable for. That's one point. Then he says another nekuda. Ukvar yadata sheish beiz min yayin. Yein tar eila meshakev yein amesamach. Vakol lefi kavonas hashoisa. Hem kivnu leina meshakev. So one of the elements about drinking wine is wine affects you depending on the attitude that you have going into it. My father told me that Rabbi Isaac Sher used to say that there are many people who drink more wine at the Seder than they do on Purim. And yet at the Seder, people act very differently. Why? And his answer is because they know this is a Seder and know this is Purim. A person can drink wine in order to be able to unleash his tongue, to be able to do things that are crazy. Down deep, the person wants that. So now when he drinks, he's going to fault the wine for it. But there really was the attitude. Why? So a kid drinks on Purim because he wants to do crazy things, and knowing that when he's drunk, he's got very few inhibitions, that's why he does it. So the person is at fault for drinking also. Another person, a person, l'mashal, is sitting at a Sudas Mitzvah, Chassidus Shefabreng, person drinks because he recognizes that to let himself go totally emotionally, which Veikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, requires a certain loosening. There was an old Chassidish mashal. They used to ask, if you're so besimcha and so avos Hashem, so forth, what do you need to drink? So they used to give a mashal that when you're driving a cart, horses pull the wagon. But if the wheels are rusty, they're going to have a very hard time. You put a few drops of grease on the wheels begin moving freely, but it's not the grease that cause them to move, it's the horses. So the same thing when a person is, you know, he wants to let himself go and Dveikus and Kadosh Baruch and so on. If he greases the wheels, everybody has his own peckle and his own issues and his own thing. So he greases the wheels, lets himself go. So those are the two types of wine. There's Yain Atar Eila Meshaket, the bad wine, the wine that helps you lower your inhibition so you can do what you want to do without your conscience stopping you. That's poisonous wine. And then there is the wine that allows you to do what the neshama wants to do, but your body is too heavy to do it. And it's the same reason most of a person had a simcha, a real simcha. A person's married off a child and this, that. He drinks l'chaim. It allows him to express his simcha more. The kavanas Reb Levi dama mi'iloy chaserim. So what does it mean, the milch is an inner meal? So explain to Radvaz. He says, L'mash omu chazal shenichnesu b'loi bar, k'loima b'loi rishus. K'zeo isa kavonis inyam ilo m'pamoinim, l'itav shus likonis, z'inish ha'kol v'la kodesh v'ashem v'tzei se yomus. The Rebbe Mechai says, Nekuda, when you walk into a house without knocking, you're invading somebody's house. There's a chutzpah to that. The knocking is a sheilas rishus. So the bells on the me'il were a form of sheilas rishus to allow the person in. And therefore, they were lacking their heretz. So the Radvaz explains both nekudas, the shtiyas yayin, because they should have understood it's bad. It under no circumstances would shtiyas yayin be accepted in any place. Two, they did a shtiyas yayin down deep. They wanted to take away the inhibition, the isser of going into the kodesh. And third of all, as far as the meal goes, explains they went away out rishus. Okay, one more piece about the aveir of Narav Aviyu. This is from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Omnam, hanir maseim hu, Kilofisha Nemasham Vayerd Masoisa Hatas Voila Vashlam, Vayavi Meshavaran al Oil Moyed, Vayetsu, Vayvarhu, Esom Vayer, Kurashamu Kalamatis, Hashem, Tech Mosbech, all Pasik. Vormacha Homim Shinichoso Shal Maisa Kteras, like Rashi wrote. Hine Hem Pikpikubinahu Shemu Masem Gormu Kibevoyam Shoma Victirum Teresa Samim. See what says it will fun of. Bechi school of Zunims is victorious, the Irish is so des a shmimi, Alation's Bech of a machta. Loisha Yurid a Hmerotza Loiki become honest of this. They said this might be a mechanical thing where you can be Meir and Ash through doing this type of avoda. Lazem Mashoka Ishmach Tosoi Vayitim and Asha Komakoim Vayasimu. So they went to go. So now, this is something where they took something which is a mitzvah, they took something which is supposed to be a ritzoin Hashem, and they ascribed it to Dvarim Tivim. What they felt that was happening here was a natural cause and effect, and it's that subverts the issue of the mitzvah. It's just like, and it's one of the I once thought the Rambam says about nevuah that a person prepares himself for nevuah, a person reaches Ruach HaKodesh, then a person prepares himself further for nevuah, and when he's ready. Sometimes the vuah comes, sometimes not. Why? But why is it something that sometimes comes and not? The answer is, if it always comes, it's a mechanical act. It's not something that be'etzem is there. It's not something that another person is responding to me. It's like if I call a number and I keep getting the same response, I say it's a recording. If I get different responses, the more different, more varied, and sometimes they don't answer the call, I think it's a person. So the fact they felt that, you know, you can pull a button and get this effect over here. So he says, so that was a ligluk on mitzvahs. They felt that mitzvahs were natural schoolers. They worked a natural way. Then he says, kizeh ha-pikpuk va-ligluk, she-ligluk el-anoshim em-aisa wa-godl, i-efshesh lo-ikidmoysom sibois chazokos. When a person does an aveira like this, obviously there was something before. So explains all of the other chazal. Whatever is the pasuk says, you can't darshan it differently. Why would you darshan differently? But the question is, what is an expression of? Let's give an example. Imagine somebody doesn't daven. So what he did wrong was he didn't daven. But I can say he didn't daven because he's lazy. He didn't daven because he's angry at Hashem. He didn't daven because other people have talked him out of it. He stopped believing. There are many, many, you know, Chazal weren't trying to explain what the aveira is. They were trying to say, what was the Avera? What was it? You know, what type? So all the different explanations are to give over some of what caused the Avera in a more fundamental way, in more mitzad yisoid advarim rather than the thing itself. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, points, anybody?
Was the Ritva saying that there was some connection between the Avera done by Chava and the Avera done by Noach and Nadav and Aviv, that there's some Kavana that was...
I think, well, Chazal say all of them had an inyan of Yayin in it. It's where the person was using the Yayin to get what he wanted. I get if I can give an example of that, might have been something like Loit, where the second night he got drunk, anticipating that something will happen. So I don't know. He just mentions all these places where wine was poisonous. I assume it probably goes along with the same line of thought. That's why my assumption is.
And would Rebbe say what did Nayach want? Did Rebbe have any idea?
I would offhand say that he was trying to remove responsibility. In other words, he was wounded. The whole world was on his shoulders, and there was a certain hafkah of responsibility, and that's why things happened the way they happened. That's what I would guess. I need to try to find something. Okay, agutvach,
kalkav.